Blog Talk Radio.
What a glorious day it is, amen, and welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. We are a Christian Protestant internet church, and we meet on the internet and at the local assembly every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. We want to thank the Lord for an opportunity to serve him while on the earth. We want to thank the Lord for every blessing that he has bestowed upon us and his richest mercies toward us. Welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We encourage you to join us in our chat room, which is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And as the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link, not the picture, the link. And it will open up to you. Click guest, sign in your name or your handle. We ask that you not use your personal information. We don't want to know your social security number, your driver's license number, your tag number. That kind of information is confidential. And we do respect your privacy. Sign in, speak to everyone in the chat room because everyone will speak to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. And we want to thank the Lord for you. We want to thank the Lord for all of his blessings. You know, it's a wonderful thing to come to church and be able to feel the Spirit of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to feel his presence. Yes, we believe. Yes, we know. But there is a tangible presence of the Lord, and it is valuable and precious to us. We want to thank the Lord for it. Amen. And we never want to do anything that would violate that in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we welcome you and all the angels that attend you in your presence in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels and your praising angels that cover us. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Every demon is bound in Jesus' name. Every demon is chained with eternal chains unto darkness. Every demon will be punished during this service in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for rendering the due punishment in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for rendering the due punishment in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Well, if you're on a cell phone, you can find us through your browser at miracleinternetchurch.com, at miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, don't click the picture. That's not the link. The link is those three dashes across the black background, three white dashes. That's the link. Click the link, and all the other links will open up to you. Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. And if you would desire to celebrate Holy Communion with us, we encourage you to get your elements ready now. Amen? Amen. In fact, I'm going to play a little bit of music to give you an opportunity to do just that. Amen? Amen. The Father. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, Father, you talked to us last Sunday about, or a couple of Sundays ago, about calm quietness and the peace and the assurance that comes in that. We walk in that, Lord. We're not going to be anxious, nor fretful, nor worried, nor have any level of anxiety about anything, because you have gone out ahead of us, Lord. You've gone ahead of us, and you've prepared our way. So regardless to whatever circumstances may challenge us, you're already there. Wherever we're going, you're there already. You're everywhere. That's part of being God. You already know what's going to happen. So there's no point in us getting excited about it. You already know. That's part of being God. You live with us and in us. And you are in control. Satan is not in control of our lives. You are. You are. Jesus Christ is the Lord of our lives. So we thank you that our lives are hid in Christ, in God. And no weapon that the enemy forms against us shall be able to prosper. We want to repent, Lord, for every time we've allowed ourselves to worry, every time we've allowed ourselves to doubt, every time we've gotten anxious or upset or moved by circumstances, because we got our eyes off of Jesus and off of the truth of the gospel. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you for forgiveness. We want to thank you for grace. And we want to thank you for your peace, Lord. Let your peace rule. You tell us that we must allow it as well. We must allow your peace to rule, to be the ruler of our hearts and our minds. It's something we must allow to happen, and it will not happen until we do that. So, Lord, now, having repented of our sins and our trespasses, even our generational iniquity, we allow your peace to take over. We allow your peace to take over, Lord. Not any worry, not any care, not any doubt, just calm assurance that you are in control. We want to thank you, Lord. It doesn't matter what they're doing or not doing. You're in control. It doesn't matter what we see or what we don't see. You're in control. It doesn't matter what we hear or what we don't hear. You are in control, and there is none greater than you. All power is in your hands. All power is in your hands, Lord. All power is in your hands, and there's nothing that any demon, any witch, any wizard, any warlock, any sorcerer, any shaman, any diviner, any worker of witchcraft or the occult can do to us. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Yes, the weapon will be formed, but it won't prosper. It will die. You have called it so. The mouth of the Lord has spoken, and it is so. So we thank you, Father, for grace. We thank you that we will keep these words in our hearts and minds. When things happen, we will release the name Jesus. We will release your name in faith. We will say, Jesus. We will call on the name that is above every name, the name that has power in the heavenlies, in the earth, beneath the earth, and everywhere else that is. We thank you that at that name, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your name. We thank you for the power that is released in your name. We thank you for the faith to walk in your name. There is no other name greater than your name, Lord. You did the ultimate obedience, and our Heavenly Father has given you a name with power and authority and dominion. We thank you that you allow us to use your name. We thank you that you graciously bless us with the privilege of using your holy name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. Now, if you have your element, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night and which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened, disciplined of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God is so good. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's so good. All the time. He never misses. Amen. You know, saints, some of us carry around worry about our unsaved, backslidden, disobedient, rebellious loved ones. But God isn't worried about them. So now, if Jesus is not worried about them, why are you? God is not worried. He knows what it takes to get every soul. The person has to cooperate with him. Amen? He knows what it takes. And some of us are fearful of what it might take to reach our lost loved ones. But you see, they have been placed in the Lord's hands. If you've placed a prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room for them, not a request asking us to pray for them. We are not doing it that way. That's not the Lord's instruction. The prayer request where you pray to the Lord. You do the praying. We do the agreeing. Here, borrow this. Mm-hmm. So, that's what is expected. You do that in the chair. Thank you, Lord. All the way around in the chair. Chair forward. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, as I was saying, if you have placed a prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, thank you, sir, for your unsaved loved one, we've come into agreement with you. They've been placed in the Lord's hand. Let the Lord have his way. See, some people are just what you call stubborn and willful, and they're going to do what they're going to do. But you see, God has a solution for what they're going to do. So let him have his way. Let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit does. Let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit does. He knows how to get them. He knows the day, the hour, the minute, the time. Amen. He's God. He never misses. So if, like me, you have a promise from the Lord to save them, relax. Yes, do your warfare, but relax. Because we're supposed to be trusting in the Lord, not leaning to our own understanding, but trusting in him. That's what works. You see, when you trust him, it proves that you believe him. When you go around fretting, it means that you don't. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your gracious mercy and loving kindnesses toward each of us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy protection over the lives of your people. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Father, each of us acknowledges that you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We ask, Father, that perhaps you will grant to those in need a spirit of repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Many, Father, have hardened their hearts, which they harden themselves. They do not want to hear or know your truth because it is offensive to them. They want their own wickedness and shun your path of righteousness. They appear happy to attend church services, but constantly repeat the same sin. Though the light of your word shines on their darkness, they will not bring forth their deeds for your righteous judgment. And this is the condemnation, that your light is come into their lives, but they loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil and sin. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. It is a serious offense to follow the Lord Jesus and then return to the carnal life and to Satan's side. This, Father, you do not take lightly. You say to us, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and you will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for you will abundantly pardon. You are calling each of us today, Lord. Yes, we hear you saying to us, return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Not everyone that says to you, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of our Father, which is in heaven. Today, as we hear your voice, Father, I pray that we do not harden our hearts yet again. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his entire kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, listening, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, spying demons, all electronic technology, digital demons, all artificial intelligence demons, all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind all mind control in the continual use of cellular devices in Jesus' name. Every subliminal is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Detach from the brain in the name of Jesus. We command those devils to detach from the brain in the name of Jesus Christ. We command those devils to be bound and detached from the brain in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of the brain. Come up and out of the mind. Everything that enters through the eye gate, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that entered through the eye gate, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic spirit that entered through the eye gate, we bind in Jesus' name. We command you to come up and out now. Up and out now. Every demon that entered through the eye gate. Every spirit that's ever entered through the eye gate. We plead the blood of Jesus through the eye gate. We plead the blood of Jesus, the merits of the shed blood of Jesus through the eye gate in Jesus' name. Every demon is bound. Every demon is chained with eternal chains under darkness. Every demon is sent into the cage in Jesus' name. Every spirit that operated through the eye gate, came in through the eye gate, we send you to the feet of Jesus now for immediate judgment. And we bind all reinforcing devils in Jesus' holy name. We bind all digital demons, all technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits, their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water marine and spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks. We circumcise ourselves every demonic design that's been placed against our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind that design, we uproot the design, and we command it to come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic design that's been placed against our lives, we uproot it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come up and out now, 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 into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against these demons that are warring against your people. In Jesus' holy name, every design, every demonic design, we send the intent back where it came from in Jesus' name. We send that unrighteous intent back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all seducing, sorcery, passive devils, unclean spirits, every sex devil, and all their attacks. We return it all now. Come up and out of God's people. Out of God's people. Come up and out of the people of God in Jesus' name. Come up and out of the people of God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Up and out of the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Every spirit of rebellion is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of rebellion is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid you to continue your attack in Jesus' holy name. We bind all pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, sonic and audio weapons, all remote viewing, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, and all brain injuries in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all whoredom spirits and their attacks, especially generational whoredom spirits. Generational whoredom spirits, come up and out of the people of God. Generational whoredom spirits, come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. All the voices of the strangers and their attacks, all targeted radio frequencies, all hypnotic trance devils, pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, EMF attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, the work of every druid, all mystic rituals and their intent. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, all 5G and their components. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, European, Indian, American, Caribbean and Latin American, black and white magic, and any other form in the name of Jesus Christ. All the work that the witches, the queen of the coast, the warlocks, the wizards are doing during this season, we return it. Come out of the saints. You're bound. Come out of the saints in the name of Jesus. Come out of the saints. Weariness and fatigue, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All weariness and fatigue, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All weariness and fatigue, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All demons that steal spiritual power from Christians, you are bound in Jesus' name. We cut off your tentacles in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut off your tentacles in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that resists the spiritual warfare that is coming forth, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that is resisting the spiritual warfare that is coming forth, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you in Jesus' holy name. Every spirit that resists the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you in Jesus' holy name. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord, for your power at work. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all agreement with the demons in Jesus' name. We bind and cage and chain all agreement with the demons in Jesus' holy name. We bind every spirit of rebellion to the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture and every other culture in Jesus' name. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications. We bind the formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind every transference of evil spirits, We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. Saints, if you have an attitude in your heart right now that's not pleasing to the Lord, you need to repent. You need to repent right this minute. Right this minute. You know you're carrying an attitude. You've had it for a little while now that is not pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to repent right this moment. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool. We bind the fool's anger and the words of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, spirits and works of the oppressor, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits, territorial demons and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. We bind every spirit of oppression and depression and the king of pride and his entire kingdom. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices, and we return them to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baphomet and his 72, Baselech, Molech, Python, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, Apollyon, and all the others in the name of Jesus Christ. All the others in the pantheon, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we chain you all with eternal chains under darkness. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, fireball, poison, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes and triggers, tumors, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual in Jesus' name, every ceremony, the intent of the ceremony, the elements, and all of their procedures in Jesus' holy name. It shall have no dominion over us in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce, denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in the name of Jesus. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Father, for disconnecting us. We thank you, Father, for disconnecting us from every demonic soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, yoke, net, every possible connection with the demonic realm in Jesus' holy name. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, and we break the power of every curse and all witchcraft sent against us. We return it to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ according to the covenant. As we went around, Lord, we had places to go, the post office, the bank, the grocery store. Every spirit that attempted to attach itself to us, to follow us, to mock us, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ and we disconnect ourselves from it now. We send it bound into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord. We close those evil portals on the computer and the cellular devices in Jesus' holy name. We sever every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We pull down and destroy all forms of protection, every kind of protection possible around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanobots, shamans, sorcerers, divinators, and the like. We break the power of all of the curses, all of the hexes, all of the vexes, love spells, charms, fetishes, every kind of spell, all psychic prayers and thoughts, all sorcery, magic, voodoo, every form of mind control, all death spirits, bewitchments, potions, sickness, pain, and torment, all psychic warfare, incantations, chantings, ungodly blessings, root works, crystals, tribal rituals, and sins. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back. All markings on the internal parts of our bodies, all of the devil's marks, we erase them with the blood of Jesus Christ. All the devil's marks, we erase with the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We erase every evil line drawn on any part of our body, soul, will, and emotions. And we thank you for your protection in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen, amen, amen and amen. Now, saints, I'm going to tell you something. If you're not doing spiritual warfare with us, you're going to have a very hard time making it through this season. All right? These are the high days. What does that mean? That means that the witches, the warlocks, the wizards, the pagans, the sorcerers are working even more so than they usually do. And they are sending attacks against the body of Christ, against Christians. We've taught you this. So it's up to you. Either you're going to do the warfare with us and make it through, or during this season, you're going to backslide. There's no in between. You're either going to press forward or you're going to backslide. The warfare is serious. You need to be more serious. The devil is on his post. Are you on yours? Amen. Are you on yours? So, either you're going to do the warfare as we teach you to do it. Either you're going to be steadfast in the Lord and in the power of his might, or you're going to backslide. It's up to you. Those of you that have been slacking off need to repent and get serious. Amen. Amen. It's real. It's nothing to play with. It's real. Amen. It is very, very real. You cannot play around with the things of God. You need to take every opportunity you can find to obey the Lord. You need to spend more time in the Word. You need to spend time praising the Lord out of your mouth. Yes, it's wonderful to ride down the street in the car with Christian music playing, but you need to open your mouth and praise the Lord. They can't do your praising for you. You have to do that. Amen?
Amen.
So this is the season where they're doing more. And after today, what you will find out is that what they have done is going to be released. Yes, it gets worse. That's what I'm saying. So either you're going to do what you need to do or you're going to have problems. This is not the time to fall away from Christ, saints. This is not the time to sit there and have an attitude because you're not getting your particular prayer request answered right away. This is not the time for you to cop an attitude with the Lord. This is a time for you to walk in holiness and humility, always doing the things that please the Lord. If you've not spent time sufficient in the Word, I encourage you today to forget that football comes on this season and get in the Word. What those people are doing on the other side of your screen will not help you when the bottom falls out. We need to spend time fellowshipping with the Father. We need to spend time in His holy Word. We need to be built up on our most holy faith. If your hands are busy, you've got a prayer language, pray in your prayer language. The Holy Spirit will help you. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So today, the Lord wants to talk to us about this question. Is this God's gratification? Is this God's gratification? Proverbs chapter 23, beginning with verse 4. Proverbs chapter 23, beginning with verse 4. Labor not to be rich. Labor not to be rich. It does not say labor not to pay your bills. It says labor not to be rich. Cease, that means stop, from thine own wisdom. You know your most recent bright idea. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? And in order to do that, you realize you must take your eyes away from Jesus. For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. I've never seen an eagle turn around for anything. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things. And all these things shall be added unto you. The heart of man is central to his obedience to God and God's way. Most often when we find ourselves veering away from God's ways, the root of the matter is can most certainly be traced to our heart. That's right. If we're veering off the path, the problem's in our heart. That's the place to look. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a person. No, ice cream does not defile you. I hate to tell you that. Neither does chocolate fudge. That doesn't defile you either. It's the things that proceed out of the heart. Amen. That's where it comes from. A thief. Yes, there are thieves that sneak into the freezer when everyone's out of the kitchen to get extra ice cream. We know about those thieves, don't we? A thief is one who steals that which belongs to another, taking, especially secretly, that which rightfully belongs to another. Yes, there are thieves on every dimension. This is one who unlawfully takes away another's property without his consent and with the intention of depriving him of it. So there's just a little ice cream left. And you know other people would like to have some. So you sneak in the kitchen under stealth. You're as quiet as you can be. And it's your intent to sneak it out of there and get it eaten before anybody can notice. Amen for repentance. A thief believes that what is yours is his. A thief believes that what is yours is his. Deceived, isn't he? Living on the lies of Satan, isn't he? Saints, are you a thief? Are you stealing from the Lord that which rightfully belongs to him? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Amen. It's amazing the thing God gets me up in the morning to say to everyone, isn't it? Just amazing. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Amen. But you see, you're supposed to flee these things. Run as in panic. Get away from it, get away from it, get away from it. And instead, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. God believes that allowing his attributes to live in you and allowing them to be easily seen by others with joy and happiness with whatever you have and who you are in Christ Jesus is great gain. That's how God sees it. You may not see it that way yet, but God's never wrong, so that means you must be. After all, we didn't bring any money or possessions with us when we came into the world. In fact, we were using up somebody else's money just to get here. Neither can we take any monies or possessions with us when we leave this world. In Haggai, that's H-A-G-G-A-I, Old Testament, chapter 2, verse 8. Haggai, chapter 2, verse 8. God is very direct, straightforward, and to the point. You say, well, where is Haggai? Well, if you start at Malachi and go backwards, It's Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai. You start at Malachi and go backwards. It's Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai. Amen. We're in chapter 2. Chapter 2. Malachi is at the end of the Old Testament. It's the last book of the Bible in the Old Testament. Amen? All right, that's your helps for today. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. God is very direct, straightforward, and to the point. All the silver is his. All the gold is his. All the money is his. It's his money. It doesn't matter whose hands it's in right now. It's all his. All of it. Doesn't matter what country it's in. Doesn't matter what wrecked ship took it down to the bottom of the ocean. It's all his. Didn't say it was yours. You don't see him saying it's yours. He says it's his. And he would like for you to remember that for the rest of your life. In Psalms chapter 24, verse 1, Psalms chapter 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So there's nothing down here or surrounding the world that does not belong to the Lord. It's all his. What you're wearing now, what you took off yesterday, it's all his. What you hope to earn or to have or to possess in the future, it's all his. Whatever you put in the offering plate, it's his. Whatever you withheld from the offering plate, it's his. Amen? You see, saints, if all of that is on the earth, including the money, were yours, you would have power over it in life and death. Seeing that none of it is yours, you have no power to bring it into the world nor to remove it when you depart. Naked you came in, and naked you're going out. Don't forget that. You're really just dust. So we should be well satisfied without more money than our needs require if we have enough food and clothing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Remember Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. That ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Psalm 34, verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's what he said. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Uprightly is the key in this verse. Uprightly is the key in this verse. If for some reason your finances appear to be deficient, look at the sin, your sin life first. I'll say that again. If for some reason your finances appear to be deficient, look at your sin life first. Before you blame supply and demand, inspect your sin life with the Word of God. Yes, with the Word of God and not with your own opinion. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 13. Ecclesiastes is in the Old Testament, and it is right after the book of Proverbs and right before the Song of Solomon. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 13. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. Riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. What a shame. What a shame. You can be blessed or you can be cursed, but the choice, of course, is yours. Riches hoarded by the owner or overseer to their own hurt. Withholding more than is suitable is associated with greed in God's eyes. That's right. You've seen executors of estate do things that are wrong. But you see, when they do, a curse comes into their lives and the judgment of the Lord follows. You have seen attorneys take advantage of people. Well, when they do, a curse comes into their lives and the judgment of the Lord is released. You see, when you take advantage of the poor, widows, orphans, the elderly, those who need help in our society the most, when you take advantage of them, especially deliberately, a curse comes into your life and the judgment of the Lord is released against you. So if you have been doing any of the above and you suddenly feel very uncomfortable because of what I have just said, you need to repent of your sin. You need to seek the Lord. Many persons who do this have a spirit of greed. Greed is the excessive desire for getting or having, most often it's associated with wealth, more than one needs or deserves. It is the insatiable desire to possess or acquire something to an amount inordinately beyond what one needs or deserves. When it advances, it may manifest as greed for money or riches, accompanied by miserliness. Miserliness. Miserliness? Yes. Miserliness. A person who is greedy and stingy, who hoards money for his own sake, even at the expense of his own comfort. There are people that do that. They are tight as a wad, we call them. I used to say that the buffaloes on their nickels were never constipated. You know, there are people like that. They have the wrong point of view when it comes to how to handle finances in a godly way. They pinch so many pennies that God just, well, they don't trust me yet now, do they? Amen. If so, I can remember an instance. For some reason, the Holy Spirit just brought this to me. I had been wanting this particular kitchen appliance for many years. I've been to places and looked at it and said, well, one day when I get to have blah, 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 then I'll get such and such and such and such. And one day I was sitting there. They had it on the television. They had broken down the payments. It was affordable, but I didn't budge. And I suppose the Lord had just had about enough of that out of me, because he spoke to me suddenly and said, Sabrina, and I said, yes, sir. Why don't you get it? Yes, sir. So I obeyed. I got it, you see? And I got the model he said to get. You see, I don't like getting in trouble just for dumb stuff. I'm not into that. I don't like getting in trouble for dumb stuff. If I'm going to get in trouble, it better be significant. I'm not going to get in trouble over some dumb little, well, I can afford it, but I'm not going there. He didn't like my attitude. He didn't like the fact that I had postponed a purchase that I could have made simply because I was not wanting to walk in faith. See, I didn't have his blessing in that postponement. He wasn't pleased, so I changed. And when God isn't pleased with the way you're handling things, it's time for you to change too. Amen? Habakkuk, that's another one of those Old Testament ones. If you start at Malachi, you go back to Zechariah, you go back to Haggai and Zephaniah, then you come to Habakkuk. That's right. Starts with an H. Old Testament, go backwards. Habakkuk, chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. Woe, woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and has sinned against thy soul. Yeah, God's serious. He ain't playing today. You see, God declares his strong disapproval of those who get rich by evil means, by sin, and those who use those riches in order to live beyond the reach of danger, or so they think. So, of course, as we have mentioned in previous sermons, there are those who simply must live where they want to live. They must be in the right neighborhood. If their income will not easily support this, what is that to them? The Bible says, thou hast sinned against thy soul. Yes, there are people who change a lot about their lifestyle just to live where they want to live, in an exclusive place where most people can't get to. And there are persons on other income levels who have a very similar mindset that God does not appreciate. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Now everybody can find Revelation. It's the last book. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. In the opening prayer, we pray, I bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinion. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. So, this does not necessarily mean that you are rich in man's assessment. it means that you think you are rich in your own assessment. I've got enough. I've got money in the bank. I've got two cars in the garage. I've got big TV. I've got whatever, 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 whatever. I got a great job, a great retirement. I got two checks coming in. And I got, and I got, and I got, and there you are. This happens on every socioeconomic level that exists. You know, I got a truck. See my truck? See how big my truck is? I park my truck outside so everybody can see my truck. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not so sure God's so pleased with the attitude or with the truck ownership. Amen. Especially where it oppresses the family financially. I don't think God's so pleased with that. I'm pretty certain that he isn't. Well, the Christian church in Laodicea claimed material wealth. That was their claim to fame, so to speak. They felt that they did not lack anything. They were sufficient in themselves. So they believed that they needed nothing, as if all that there is to life is material comfort and wealth. That's a very dangerous position to be in. It's an extremely dangerous position. They believed that they needed nothing. They did not require God in their lives so much. I mean, it was nice having him. You know, he comes with benefits. But they figured for real needs, they had that taken care of. You know some people like that. You related to some of them. They figured they did not need him, really need him. You know how them poor people need God. They didn't need him that way. Mm-hmm. They already had everything. And they were not alone. Many so-called Christians believe the same. And they will tout how God has blessed them with this and that and the other, but if you actually knew the truth about their lives, you would know that they were spiritually bankrupt. It's a shame, you know. They do not need to study the Bible. They do not need to pay tithes, give offerings, and give alms. They do not need to be in church regularly. They do not need the fellowship of the body of Christ. They do not need to study the scriptures given in the sermon. Even though the Bible says it, they do not need to do it. They do not need to praise the Lord and to do spiritual warfare every day. They are content living with their devils. Why rock the boat, they say. And so now you have an explanation for some of the lack of strength in the body of Christ, because too many Christians believe this way. You see, there are those persons who, when they are down and out, as we call it, they can holler and scream and pray and come to every prayer meeting forever and ever and a day. But the minute they get 2 cents, that becomes 4 cents, that becomes a nickel, that's when you see less and less of them. You hear less of that, praise the Lord, and all of that other stuff. And after a while, you don't even see them at church anymore. Once God blesses them, they're gone, because they got just what they wanted from the Lord. Saints, I hope that's not you. I hope that that is not you. I pray that it isn't. But if it is, Psalm 51 is waiting for you. Amen? Psalm 51 is waiting for you. So let's go to Haggai. Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1. Wait a minute. The Holy Spirit's saying something. Yes. There are some people who exalt their conveniences beyond where God allows. They've got conveniences in life. They may even have provisions provided from an outside source. And so instead of leaning fully on the Lord, they lean a little bit on the Lord and mostly on the outside provision or convenience coming in. You know that payment that shows up. They know when it's coming. They can count on it. The government said okay. The insurance company said okay. The trust said okay. Whatever it was said okay. So instead of leaning 100% on the Lord, they lean a little bit on the Lord, but a whole lot on whatever comes in. That's a dangerous idol to have in your heart, saints. That's a dangerous idol to have in your heart. So, Haggai, chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. Haggai, chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Jesus has something to say. Consider your way. Think about what you do. Think about what you really believe and how you act. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your way. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, you mean, what do you mean, Jesus? You see, you've sown much and you bring in little. Normally, in agriculture, you plant a small seed and reap a much larger crop. The size of the crop is not at all representative of the seed size that was originally sown. However, in this passage, God says that you sow a seed, but the harvest is far less than what is normally expected. There was a thin crop reaped, not a full crop harvested. So little went into the barn due to a blessing being withheld from the earth and from your labor because of your sin. These sins you should think about, and the reason for these sins as well. So you see, you're hindering your own return by the sin that's in your life. Yes, there is a judgment on sin. Yes, it is. And here you see one of them. You sow much, you bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into bags with holes. Consider your way. Consider your way. See, the thief can come in when he's allowed to come in and get away with it. Think about it. I know as I'm preaching there are persons in dire financial conditions, but God did not leave you out of this sermon. He says, consider your ways. You need to fellowship with the Father. You need to go before him and ask him to search your heart and see if there be any wicked way in you and lead you into the way everlasting. Because we have a bountiful God. He's called by one name, the many-breasted one. He has plenty of provision, plenty of supply. He tells you that he supplies your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. He is not broke. He's not poor. He's not stingy. He's not miserly. He's not greedy, and he's not covetous. Amen. It's the truth. So if things aren't lining up right, consider your ways. He says it twice. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And he's serious about that, you see. So, you live off of that which you harvested. But it is not sufficient to satisfy your needs, nor is it blessed to your health or satisfaction. For you spend more than you ought, because the judgment has come on your sins, and you are never quite satisfied, but you still crave more. Since you don't have enough, you live a stingy life, even denying yourself what you should be partaking of. You see, saints, if one is hired as a worker and receives much wages, brings it home, lays it up, or does trade or merchandising, has gains, and thinks to amass wealth, yet through losses and the scantness of provision, and the many ways he has for spending of his money, it is as if he placed his money into a bag full of holes, and it ran through just as fast as he could put it into the bag. Thus, it appears that all his hard work and painstaking effort were in vain. God says, consider your ways. God says, consider your ways. It doesn't matter what income level you're on. God says, consider your ways. Your money looking funny? You need to talk to Jesus. Psalm 73, beginning with verse 1. Psalm 73, beginning with verse 1. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Verse 5. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses or surrounds them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than their heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. They say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Verse 12. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Verse 16, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. Verse 27, for lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. The psalmist said, I almost lost it. I almost threw away my faith. My feet were slipping. I was about to slip away. I became envious at the proud and wicked in their lavish prosperity. They live in the nicest neighborhood. They have an influence with the city council members and all the right people. They have the best connection. They can break the law, and it gets covered up and dismissed as if nothing has happened. They never experience the problems of everyday folks. They have everything that they could ever want. They blow God off and threaten the children of the Most High. Yes, they are proud, haughty, and arrogant. Their words fly throughout the earth, even on the internet. But God's people are in a daze and confused. After observing it all, the saints say, does God have a clue what's really happening? They don't scratch out a living. In relation to others, they have a life of ease. So, God, why do I have to spend my time doing all that you ask? At least if I was working on Sunday, I could make more money. Why must I pay tithes? I need that money. Then I read the scriptures and listened in church. I considered the future of these people that I envy. God will suddenly, without further warning, allow them to slide down to their destruction, a spontaneous end to all of their happiness, and a life of eternity in hellfire. That's what their end is. That's their end. You see, their end is going to come without much further warning. It's going to be sudden, quick, and one and done. They're not going to have an opportunity for recovery. You see, we have the mercy of the Lord. We have an opportunity to repent of our wrongdoing. Most of them, well, they didn't choose to use their time wisely. Let's say it that way. So, they're just going to get their end. That's what will happen. Once I understood this, I was ashamed of my foolish attitude. I was so stupid. But Heavenly Father, you knew that I was wrong. You really do love me. You never left me. Instead, you keep on giving me your wise counsel. And when I die, I'm welcome into heaven. All those who refuse to worship you will certainly perish because you destroy all those who serve other gods. Lord, I'll spend more time with you, fellowshipping with the Father. I want to be close to you, and I will tell others about how you saved my soul. Church, many of you need to recast this message because God is talking to you and you can hear him. And some of you are very uncomfortable with what he is saying. But I highly recommend to you, forget about what you think you feel. Crucify, repent of, and forsake your sin. Stomp your flesh and obey God. You see, your flesh was nailed to the cross of Calvary. It's been rendered dead, just like a corpse, and you need to leave it there. God provides for his own. He even provides for evil people. He opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. We have a good giving God. And if our attitudes are not pleasing to him, we need to get our attitudes in check. Amen? We need to walk in righteousness. Amen? Let's stand for the benediction. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, as he did the psalmist, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Saints, recast the message. Have your heart open before the Lord. Pastor loves you, and you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 That you died on Calvary.
Oh,